All right, I want to show you a new extension that allows us to very easily nest and unnest different files under each other in the Solution Explorer. So we've all seen this scenario before. We have a bunch of files and we would like to nest them under each other where it sort of makes sense. And in this case, I have this bootstrap.min.js file and I want it to be dependent on this bootstrap.js and be nested under it. So what I can do now is I can just right click and go up to this new menu here called File Nesting. And I can just say Nest Item. And then I can select which item in the same folder that I'm in that I want to nest under. And in this case, I want to nest under Bootstrap.js. And we can see we get this very nice nesting right here, just as expected. And of course, I can always go back and say, hey, I want to unnest this item. And we go back to where we started. So that's actually very, very simple. So this is very nice. It gives us a lot of flexibility, but it is a manual process. And sometimes we have, you know, many files and so on. So it would be nice if we can do it perhaps on an entire folder or the entire project. But let's just do it on the folder right here. So again, file nesting. And now I can say auto nest the selected items. And by doing that, we run some rules here that kind of determines how these files should be nested based on their file names. And we can see we get probably what we were hoping to get here. All the JavaScript files are now very nicely nested. This is, however, still, even though it's easier than doing it essentially on our own, it's a manual process, right? Even though we can do it on an entire folder, it's still something that's manual. So what we can do is that we can go to our project and go back to file nesting and say, enable automatic nesting. So let's turn that on. So now if we go back here just to see that, you see we now have a check mark. It's now on automatic nesting. That means that if I add a new file that has a certain name, then it will try to nest it under another file where these rules apply. So let's create a new web config and let's call it web.debug.config. So let's say add new item. And I think we have it right here. So web.debug.config and add. And we can see that it automatically, as I added the file, nested it correctly under my web config. So this makes it very, very easy for us to deal with min files and other related files and having them nested very nicely in Visual Studio just based on naming conventions. Of course, all of this is open source and there's gonna be links to where you can download this and where you can contribute to the project on GitHub if you want to. So it's somewhere around on this page that you're looking at right here. Thanks for watching.